avoiding heat stress for our crops. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that crop growing areas in the Midwest and Great Plains, for the most part, have avoided stress.
For most areas in the Midwest, we have not seen the extreme heat reach into the primary corn and soybean production areas. A few areas have seen temperatures getting into the mid-90s or just a little above that. But for the most part, the Midwest has stayed cool enough and moist enough to prevent significant stress on corn and soybeans. Largely, that's true across the Great Plains as well. Most crops faring reasonably well, despite a few days of hot weather in the central and southern Great Plains. Now we've got cooler air coming, along with some thunderstorms, adding some moisture back. So other than the south, we have been able to avoid significant stress on major crop areas east of the Rockies.
And that holds true in our condition ratings and our crop progress report from the USDA on Monday. We're seeing favorable U.S. corn crop condition.
At this time in July of 2024, we were sitting at 68% good to excellent and 9% very poor to poor. Only four of the 18 reporting states are showing a very poor to poor rating in the double digits, and in all four cases, just barely into that threshold. Texas at 10%, 12% very poor to poor in Indiana, 13% in Colorado, 14% in Michigan. You really have to look long and hard to find any large-scale problems with this year's corn crop.
And taking a look at our soybean condition?
70% good to excellent, 6% very poor to poor, so net improvement from the previous week. Compared to last year at this time, when we were sitting at 67% good to excellent and 8% very poor to poor, we are a little better. Like corn, very few individual states even are reaching into the double digits for very poor to poor rating, led by Michigan, 16% very poor to poor.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.